Okay, there's one more strategy we want to quickly teach you that's part of taking the plunge, but slightly different. It's called advertise instead of hide. Here's how it works.
Instead of trying to hide your fears from people, which really only makes you more stressed out, you advertise it, meaning you tell them up front about your fear. It may sound crazy at first, but it really works. You take the plunge by advertising your fear instead of hiding it.
Let's listen in on a conversation between two friends at school. Destiny has to give a speech in class today, and she is really scared. Jackie is going to give her a new idea, to advertise your fear rather than hide it. Let's listen.
Hi, Jackie. I have a speech today, and I'm dreading it.
How come?
I'm afraid I'm going to make a fool of myself. I'll mess up my words or lose my place. I'll be completely embarrassed in front of everyone.
I can relate to that, girl. No one likes to make a fool of themselves.
No, but I probably will.
Okay, so what are you gonna do?
Well, I guess I'm just going to fake it. Act as if I have it all together. I've practiced my lines over and over again.
So you think it's gonna work?
No. Every time I practice, I mess up. I just know I'm gonna blow it.
Okay, so just tell them up front before you start your talk.
What?
Your plan is to fake like you're perfect, but that will only make you more anxious. And the more anxious you are, the bigger the chance you'll mess up, right?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
So instead of hiding it, just tell them your fear. It's like taking the fear out of your fear.
So just tell them I'm nervous and that I'll probably mess up?
Exactly. Now you can relax and not worry about screwing up because they already expect you will. And because you're more relaxed, you'll do better. Plus, the other kids will probably feel for you and want to make you feel better. There's no way you can lose.
You really think so? That's pretty cool. I'm gonna try it.
Now, everyone feels a little nervous before giving a speech. That's normal. Destiny made it worse by trying to be perfect and hide her fear.
Plus, she was giving herself lots of time to think about how it would go bad. It's like she was practicing how to make it go bad.
I saw Destiny later that day. She said she did it the way I told her, and it went great. She was relaxed, and she got a whole lot of compliments.
By taking the plunge to advertise her fear, she took away her fear.
She also invited her classmates to be encouragers rather than critics, to look for ways to compliment her rather than tear her down.
Let's brainstorm about other ways to use the technique advertise instead of hide.
I can think of a way a girl used it to work for her. Her name was Paris.
Hi, I'm Paris. My dad is in the military, so we have to move around a lot, and I have to make new friends every time. It's hard being the new kid, and sometimes it's hard for me to make new friends. I just moved to town, and I'm invited to a birthday party.
Paris, what's the big deal? This happens every time we move. Just go to the party. You'll make friends.
That's my brother Simon. He's 17, and he can drive. He isn't shy like me. He doesn't really understand, but he's trying to help. It feels like pressure, but I know he doesn't mean it.
Come on, I'll drive you there. It'll be great.
I guess I'll go. I feel sick thinking about it. I don't want to be left out. I wish I didn't care, but I feel lonely. I wish I could be happy just staying home. Dad will be mad if I don't go. I bet I'll look foolish because I get red with embarrassment and everyone can see it.
Paris is experiencing a lot of anxiety and thinking wacky thoughts like the prophet, dark shades, all or nothing, and the mind reader. This is getting her cranked up. Her first solution is to stay home, but that's worse than not going. Her second solution is to go and hope she can keep it together and maybe no one will notice her fear. This may be enough to get her through, but using advertise rather than hide will help her more.
So I went to the party. My brother dropped me off and drove away. I went inside and there were a lot of kids and, like, they all turned and looked at me. I felt really nervous. The party was at Annie's and she came up to say hi. I decided to advertise instead of hide. So I put on this big smile and said to Annie and everyone else, "Hi, I'm Paris and I just moved here and really don't know anyone yet. So if I look lost, that's because I am." Lots of kids gave me a big smile and came over to introduce themselves. It really made the whole night easier and I ended up having fun.
Paris took the plunge to advertise her problem instead of hiding it. And it turned out better for her than trying to keep all her fears and stress inside. Kids like other kids who are open and honest. So give advertise rather than hide a try. And you'll probably find kids being nicer to you than you would have thought.